ओम शांति। 10th July 2018 ट्यूसडे। टुडेज ब्लेसिंग इज मे यू हैव राइट टू अ हाई स्टेटस बाय मेकिंग योर स्टेज कॉन्स्टेंट एंड स्टेबल विद रिमेम्बरेंस ऑफ द वन। इन ऑर्डर टू मेक योर स्टेज कॉन्स्टेंट एंड स्टेबल रिमेन कॉन्स्टेंटली स्टेबल in the remembrance of one. If you remember anyone else instead of the one, then instead of having a constant and stable stage, your stage will become diluted. Sweetness of many, bahuras. If any other sweetness attracts you and your final moment comes at that moment, you cannot claim a high status, so pay attention at every moment. Make the lesson of one constantly form. One Father, the one time of the confluence age, and stay in constant and stable stage, Ek Ras, and you will claim a right to a high status. So in today's Vardhan, Baba is saying to make the sthiti, stage, ekras, constant and stable. And how do we do that? By remaining constantly stable in the remembrance of one. If instead of one, one remembers many, then instead of having a constant and stable stage, ekras, the stage will become diluted. Bahuras. If any other ras or sweetness attracts you and your final moment comes at that moment, you cannot claim a high status. So pay attention at every moment. So make this lesson of one form, one father, one time, one confluence age. So Baba is talking about ekras sthiti, constant and stable stage. And for such ekras sthiti, there has to be remembrance of one. If instead of one remembrance, one is remembering many, then the stage is getting diluted. If at any moment any one single ras or sweetness or temptation of the world is attracting the soul, and if the death comes at that very moment, what will be the status one attains? This is all about today's Vardhan. So we have heard such statements, such versions many times, that you need to have ekras sthiti. But so long as one's mind, intellect is divided, it is impossible to have such ekras stage. It's so subtle that mind is often attracted to many. The attraction of the many is too much. There is one on one side and there are many on another side. These many attract the soul. There is a subtle principle. Whenever there is a space or vacuum, it tends to get filled. Soul wants to fill it with love. The very fact that soul is attracted to so many shows that there is some emptiness, there is some vacuum, there is some empty space within. There is some thirst, there is some hunger, and soul is trying to fill that hunger by getting attracted to many. But another subtle principle is that, and which is told many often, soul is infinite, anant, and the thirst of the infinite can never be satisfied by all that which is finite. And yet soul tries to seek other souls. The thirst could be the thirst for love, the thirst for care, the thirst for attention, the thirst for feeling of belongingness, empathy, sympathy, and so on. So, why a soul is getting attracted to so many? If you study the lives of those who are living in household, you will see there are so many cases of crimes. Why such crimes are committed? Why a person is attracted to somebody else? For example, husband and wife is there and they are having a very good family, and yet the husband is attracted to someone else, and yet the wife is attracted to someone else. And out of this attraction, out of these vices, so many crimes are committed. If you study all the crimes of the world, at the root you will find that some or other vice is there. So there is an emptiness in the soul, and it is trying to fill that emptiness with something else. And this emptiness is giving rise even to all the vices. Why the lust is generating, why the anger is coming, why the attachment is coming, why so much avarice, why so much greed, why so much ego? Because everywhere the soul is trying to fill itself. There is an emptiness and it wants to fill, and it takes the help of vices. And that's why getting attracted to somebody, and that's why surge of anger, and that's why this emptiness it tries to fill with wealth or ego. So if you see the root of all the crimes in the world, it is vices. If you see the root of all the vices, there is an emptiness. Why there is an emptiness? Because the soul is not filled with what it should be. Nothing, as I said, can satisfy the soul except the infinity. The more it is attracted to finite, the more distraught and disgruntled it becomes. Because the supreme source of bliss, joy, happiness, peace comes to soul only when it gets stabilized in its soul consciousness, or it gets connected to the higher consciousness or the supreme soul. So when this is not happening, the reason may be anything. The reason may be people are agyani, or they have no introduction or knowledge about God, or even if they know Him, but they are so much lost that that connection is not getting established with God. That Amrit Vela is getting missed, that Murli churning is not happening, or the Dincharya or the daily routine is so hectic that the person is running from pillar to post, and just running and running and running and gushing, and doesn't know when to stop. That evening yoga and evening retrospection and introspection and checking of the whole day is getting lost. If you see even Brahmins who are walking outside, their lives are so busy that they are not doing full justice to Jnana and yoga. And because of this, even in those Brahmins, an emptiness is getting created, a vacuum, a spiritual vacuum, a spiritual emptiness. And when such emptiness comes, as I said, vices enter. And then crimes happen. They may be thought crimes. There is one word which is known as thought crime. Crime at the level of thought. Emotional crimes, crimes at the level of emotions, speech crimes, action crimes. So, bahuras, indriya ras, senses, sense gratification. Person has some failure and it tries to fill that sudden dissatisfaction or restlessness that has come by going towards some person, by filling it with wealth or by food, and yet remains unhappy. So if you see the entire spectrum, one has to fill this soul with something which is very, very potent, something which is substantial, something which it really fills it. And nothing in the world can fill the soul except God's love. It's only God's love that can fill the soul. It's only the love of the Supreme. It's only the soul conscious stage where one remains, one feels peace at oneself. Otherwise, always there will be dissatisfaction. So this is one aspect. So in this today's Vadan, what Baba is saying is, if you want to make your stage acres, remember one. If you remember many, the stage will become Bahuras, Bahuras Titi. And he is warning at one time, if any one of this ras, one more thing to ponder is, what are the different ras or sweetness that attracts me? Is it food? Is it fashion? Is it clothes? Is it wealth? Is it some friendship? Is it some familiarity? Is it some person? Is it some object? Is it something? Is it some things of the digital world? What is it? What tries to attract the attention? Is it some social media? Something or other is pulling the soul towards itself. Soul doesn't want to stay at one point. It tries to go out. And these outward tendencies, this extrovert nature of the soul itself shows there is still emptiness. One has to recheck why there is spiritual vacuum in my life, why there is this spiritual vacuum. Baba says, fill the soul with all the treasures. Have I filled? Baba says, fill the soul with God's love. Have I filled? Baba says, fill the soul with knowledge. Have I filled? Fill the soul with yoga. Have I filled? Fill the soul with all the dharanas. Have I filled? Get so busy that your mind doesn't wander here and there in seva. So I have not probably filled myself with gyan, yoga and dharana seva. That's why such outward tendencies. That's why we are running, running and running. In spite of knowing that this wild goose chase is not going to lead us anywhere. So, stop and ponder. Stop and do some self-checking to find out which is that attraction which is pulling me. Why I am so restless? Why such angst-ridden state of the mind? Baba is saying, make the lesson of the one form. Sit at one place without even moving sometimes and try to observe the mind, what it does. There was one saint, he used to sit in his room, that's it. People used to ask, what you do all day? He sits on his chair and does nothing. That's it. He used to say, I do nothing. I just meditate. His disciples used to wonder, how can this master sit the whole day at one place? There was one saint or person who took Buddhism to China. His name was Bodhidharma in 6th century. Buddhism was only in India. So this was the first man who went from India to China and took the sandesh or brought the message of Buddhism to China. This man is said to have stayed for 12 years just facing the blank wall, doing nothing, just facing the wall and sitting and meditating. That's it. How difficult, how stupid it looks. But this mind has so many outward tendencies just to calm them down and do nothing and just sit. This is a great tapasya. Just as in yesterday's Murli, Baba said, Brahma Baba used to sit at one place and give sakash to the whole world. Sitting at one place with a calm mind is a great tapasya. Because we want to do something. Just look at those people who are in train. We have traveled in train so many times. Those people who sit in the train, they are so restless, sometimes opening the bag, sometimes looking out, sometimes talking with somebody, sometimes those vendors who are going, asking them for food. Not a single moment they can sit calm. Or if nothing is there, they will open the mobile and start doing something, surfing or something or other. So there is a restlessness. And then there are some deep questions they ask. How to calm the mind? How to get peace of mind? How can you get? Have the practice of sitting without doing anything. Just sitting. Like this. Sit and try to hear. One of the ways of meditation is just to hear what voices you are hearing. Like this. Chirping of the bird. The vehicles going on the road, doing nothing and just closing the eye and try to concentrate. How much time I can concentrate? We talk of sitting in yoga, but if you see your own chart, you will find that how much time we must be doing yoga. Our mind is wandering here and there. So yoga is a good thing, but there should be some other ways also, where we stabilize the body also. Where we learn concentration also. Where we learn to be in sync with the nature. Where we learn to be in harmony, in symphony with ourselves. To calm this turbulent mind. To calm the restlessness of the mind. One needs time. One needs silence. One needs solitude. It's not jarjava. Going to some place or by asking 100 questions to somebody that any one of our problems of life is going to get solved. Nothing is going to happen. No solution will ever come from outside. All solutions are in our subconscious mind. If I have a question like I cannot do Amrit Vela and I catch hold of somebody and I ask him how to do Amrit Vela, will he really be able to answer? Because what answer he is going to give, I already know. But still, we keep on answering. And every answer he gives rise to 10 new questions. That's why the real answer will come from within. And as I said, so long as there is spiritual vacuum, one is not going to stabilize. Fill this vacuum with God's love. Fill this vacuum with virtues, with dharanas, with divinity. Then only vices will not enter. Or otherwise, some or other vice will enter. No matter how great one is. But still there is some lust, some wave of sorrow, some wave of suffering, some gush of ego. For example, there was one emperor and he went to one... It's a Muslim story. He went to one mosque and he sat there in front of that Ibadatgar and he sat there praying to God. He was saying, Allah, I am nothing. I am dust. I am no one. I am nobody. I am just nothing in front of you. And there was one Sufi saint who was there and he was also praying, O Allah, O Khuda, I am nothing. I am just dust. I am nothing in front of you. So this emperor said, how can you say that I am nothing? Because I am nothing. I am nothing in front of you. How dare you say that you are nothing in front of him? It's I who is saying that I am nothing. So even in saying that I am nothing, even in saying that I am nobody, in that nobodiness also, there is so much somebodyness. There is so much ego filled. So, it's not so easy. When I say that I am just an instrument soul, don't think that you have become an instrument just by uttering the statement that I am instrument. It's not that easy deal. So, fill the spiritual vacuum. Find out what are the different things that attracts me. What are the ras? Where I go? For example, just any social media, for example, how much extrovert person has become because of that? Outside tendencies, moving and moving and moving. Person is trying to make friends and friends and friends and friends. And he has already unfriended his own soul. In making friends, the inner soul is unfriended. He has unfriended his own soul and he is making friendship with the world. And he is dissatisfied. So, Baba is saying, if any ras pulls you, any sweetness pulls you, and at that moment your death comes, then what? You say that 24 hours I was very good, I was very calm and quiet. But 10 minutes, somebody is indulging in vice, somebody is indulging in waste. And in that moment only death comes. Because we never know at what moment our end would be. Any moment would be our final moment. So at that moment, we would be lost. We have lost the battle. So, the best thing is... Yeah? Hmm. Yes, we have definitely lost it. Because whatever is the stage of the mind at the time of death, the same would be the next birth. That's what Baba says. If one is living in a very soul conscious stage and total detached from the world, he gets birth, such high birth. The soul searches such powerful womb of mother, of a very virtuous family, and then it will start its re-journey from there. And the soul who is taking birth, for example, Hitler, who killed thousands and thousands and thousands, his soul must be searching womb, because for two souls, the mother's womb is not available. Those who are very virtuous and those who are very evil. Because it is difficult to find such womb who is very much, that is very much vicious. All the souls for that matter, Genghis Khan, who destroyed half of the world when Genghis Khan was there, Nadir Shah, Idi, Hitler, Stalin, Mussolini. These are all the dictators of the world who ruled the world, Napoleon, or even this Alexander. All these souls, what must be their death stage? They had killed thousands and thousands of people, innocent people, and how they died. So the same would be their next birth. So here Baba says, live every moment as if it is your last moment. Make your stage very much elevated. Remain in that consciousness, remembrance of man. Ekra sthiti, otherwise your sthiti will become bahuras. And this bahuras sthiti will cause a debacle, downfall. Om Shanti.